Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're switching gears, folks. We're diving headfirst into the wild world of commercial real estate, specifically office CMBS delinquency rates. Buckle up.
Ooh, spicy. Delinquency rates? Sounds like trouble in paradise, right? What's the scoop?
Well, according to Wolf Street, things are worse than we thought. The delinquency rate on office mortgages bundled into CMBS hit a record 11% in December. That's higher than the peak of the 2008 financial crisis.
Whoa, 11%, that's a huge jump. Remind me again what CMBS stands for.
Commercial mortgage-backed securities. Basically, bundles of commercial mortgages sold to investors, and a big chunk of those are office buildings. Got it?
Got it. So these bundles are going bad. Why? Is it just rising interest rates?
It's more complicated than that. Rates are part of it, for sure. But the bigger problem seems to be a glut of office space. Companies realized during the pandemic they didn't need all that space. Empty offices mean lower rent, which means landlords can't pay their mortgages. It's a vicious cycle.
So it's a structural issue, not just a temporary blip.
Exactly. This extend and pretend strategy, you know, kicking the can down the road, isn't going to cut it. The core problem is too much supply, not enough demand. These older office towers are becoming ghost towns.
But didn't the Fed cut rates? Shouldn't that help?
A little, maybe, but not enough to solve the fundamental problem. And Powell hinted they may not cut much more, given the persistent inflation.
This sounds really bad. Are we talking another financial crisis?
Probably not a systemic meltdown. The office debt market isn't big enough to take down the whole financial system. It's less than $1 trillion, only about 16% of total CRE debt. Plus, it's spread out among various investors globally, not just concentrated in U.S. banks. Still, it's definitely a pain point.
So what's the solution? Converting offices to residential?
That's one idea, but it's not always feasible. It's expensive and complex, plus zoning laws can be a nightmare. Honestly, there's no easy fix. This is going to be a long, slow burn.
I see, interesting. Well, that's a sobering thought. What are your final thoughts on all of this?
The office real estate market is in a tough spot. This isn't a quick fix scenario. It's a structural shift, and it's going to take time to shake out. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll be back with more next time. Until then, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.